Joining us today for our weekly conversation is Milton Mayor Gordon Krantz. Mayor Krantz, what's Milton's economic position looking like coming out of COVID-19?
Chris, interesting you asked that. And of course, for the very first time just this past week, as I referred to the Milton Mayor's Recovery Task Force, we met on Zoom, and I guess it was probably 20 of us. Milton Chamber of Commerce was definitely involved in it, as big business, small business, and everything in between there to give us a little bit of advice as to what they think should be happening. Of course, we're all guided by, the medical officers of health across the province of Ontario, and of course, as well here in the region of Halton, who looks after our well-being in that regard. So I think if there was a message that come out of it, and it would be slow and steady as she goes, and coming out of this, I think that was really it. But some of the interesting statistics that we did, and we did a little bit of a survey, too, here at the town of Milton. And the survey come back, and by the way, we're going to be doing another one, too, probably another week or two, just to get a feel for what it is, because this one took place about 2 weeks ago. There was 96% of those people that responded that have been affected negatively by, this virus there. And, the interesting stats of that is you ask the same question, how many of you independently or business-wise have benefited from the virus? There was 2% that said, yeah, we've really done well over and above what's normally expected because of the virus. So one can only speculate as to what that might be. As an example, if you happen to be in the business of supplying masks, I'm sure you're doing really well, or hand sanitizer and stuff like that. So interesting stuff that's coming out of it there. So one of the other things that I should make mention there, Chris, as well, the four mayors and the regional chair, along with the CEOs of the four municipalities in Halton, we're going to be part of a regional effort. So hopefully there's going to be a lot of coordination happen within those four municipalities within the region of Halton. So some positive stuff is happening, getting ready for hopefully coming out of this full recovery.
I'm glad you brought up the economic task force. We ran a story about it earlier this week, and you can check out that full story at miltonnow.ca. But one of the topics that was brought up was bringing employees back. What was discussed in terms of the task force when it comes to bringing employees back?
Yes, there was. As an example, I think a lot of people, the biggest majority of them, and again, I'll just use this to illustrate, say barbershops, beauty salons, bars, restaurants. I think people like you and I, the general public, will probably be encouraged, now whether it'll be mandated or not, I don't know. Wearing masks, as an example, if we go in for a haircut or go into the bar or into the restaurant, of course, I know it's going to be very difficult to, to eat or drink with a mask on and well aware of that. But wearing it other than times like that, and of course, social distancing, we're really encouraging that. They, as the reference is, at least two hockey sticks apart from one another. So I think that businesses are really supporting that, even though there's some hesitancy as to how it's going to work. But I think we have to proceed on it just with a bit of caution as to how we go about it. And encouraging people other than, legislating, I think, is kind of the gut feel, I think, that a lot of us have, including me.
Continuing to build on the theme of the Economic Task Force, one of the things that caught my eye on Twitter earlier this week was our former MP Lisa Raitt bringing up that there appear to be no women on that task force. What happened there?
Oh, yeah. Well, there definitely was women on that. As an example, the president or, the chairman of the Milton Chamber of Commerce, her name just escapes me now, but she's a representative from Human Resources with Gordon Foods. She's a big part of that as well. So, yeah. And I believe there's one or two others there too. So, yeah. No, and that's an important point too.
One example of things that I've seen other cities try to do in terms of bars and restaurants is extend their patios into the streets and so that they can improve their capacity and serve more customers. Has there been any discussion in terms of the task force when it comes to extending patios to increase capacity so businesses can get ahead?
Yeah, it's my recollection, there was roughly 20 people on that, and I don't think, and I stand corrected, I don't think there was anybody from the bar, restaurant end of it. other than the Chamber of Commerce, who definitely represents all of those. And there has been approach, I know, to the municipality by an individual restaurateur, and I think there might be two or three of them now, looking for further extensions or just waiving some of the laws and bylaws with respect to patios. Now, and I can go on record to say that I'm very personally very much in support of that, to keep whatever businesses are there up and away. And if we can encourage others to do the same thing, we're going to do it. As an example, even if it means going out on, say, the streets, sidewalks, parking lots, whatever might be, you know, feasible, to make sure that those businesses stay well. Because I said right from the start, it'll be those, businesses such as restaurants and bars that probably 20, 25% of them won't survive. So if we can be helpful in making sure most of them survive, then count me in on that, because I'm all for it.
And then finally, when's the next time you guys are meeting, and what will be on the agenda?
There's no set date, but hopefully it's my and our intention probably within the next 10 days, 2 weeks, because things are moving fairly quickly now, and I know the general public is getting a little edgy with regards to attempting to open things up. But again, as the premier of the province said, and elected people like me, that we don't want to have to go back where we were 2 months ago and having to shut things back down. So a slow and cautious approach to opening things up, I think, is going to be wise. And again, it'll be that social distancing and, wearing masks and stuff like that that's really going to keep us out of future trouble. So I just encourage all of us to really seriously think about that.
Thank you again, Mayor Kranz, for joining us today. And of course, make sure to check out the full interview on our website, miltonnow.ca, and all of our weekly chats with Milton Mayor Gordon Kranz.